Chapter 11. Getting Closer. The following Friday, Diana went to see Mrs. Douglas before she began the music class and asked her about Katie.
"Katie's doing much better," Mrs. Douglas said happily. "She's been playing the keyboard you gave her every day. She plays until she gets tired, then she rests and plays again. I believe that keyboard has given Katie a second chance."
Diana was delighted to hear the good news. She was very happy that her present had helped Katie in her battle to stay alive. After leaving Mrs. Douglas's office, Diana gave the music class their lesson and then went to Katie's room. Katie was sitting up in her bed and playing the keyboard when Diana walked in.
"You're looking much better, Katie," Diana said, giving Katie a hug.
"Thanks, Diana," Katie said. "I've been getting stronger every day. I'm starting to eat again, and I'm less tired than before."
"That's fantastic," Diana said happily. "You'll soon be back in the music class with all of us."
"I hope so," Katie said. "Would you like to hear what I've learned so far?"
"Of course," Diana replied.
Katie played and sang some of the song "Tomorrow" for Diana.
"That's all I know so far, but I'll learn the rest very soon."
"Well done, Katie," Diana said. "You're learning so quickly. Very soon you'll know how to play and sing the whole song."
"It's because of you, Diana," Katie said. "Every time I feel sad, I start to play this keyboard, and I feel better immediately. Playing music makes me feel stronger. The keyboard is the best present I've ever had."
Diana felt tears in her eyes, but she tried not to show her emotions to Katie.
"Well, you should rest a little now, Katie. I'll come and visit you again on Monday, and you can play some more for me," she said.
"Okay, Diana. I'll practice a lot," Katie said.
"Good," Diana replied. "Keep getting better, and I'll see you soon. Bye, Katie."
"Bye, Diana,"
Katie said.
Diana left the room and went to see Mrs. Douglas. Afterwards, Diana saw Roger in the hallway talking to another doctor. He finished his conversation and joined her.
"Hi, Diana. Are you finished with your group for today?" Roger asked. "I'm hungry. Would you like to have lunch with me?"
"That would be lovely," Diana replied. "I've got lots to tell you. Let's go to the cafeteria."
While Diana and Roger had lunch, Diana told Roger the good news about Katie. Then they talked about the music class and Roger's basketball team. Diana and Roger both loved volunteering, and they clearly loved children. These shared interests seemed to bring them together.
"You know, Diana, it's really nice when you play the piano at home," Roger said. "Whenever I hear you playing, I wish that I knew how to play too."
"Really?"
Diana asked, surprised. "I didn't know that you liked music so much."
"Well, neither did I, until now," Roger replied, smiling. "I hear music every day, thanks to you, and I really like it."
Diana felt very happy.
"Well, I'm glad that you enjoy my playing. It always seems to bother Mark."
"Well, Mark doesn't really appreciate music, I suppose," Roger said. "Diana, I was wondering if you could teach me how to play."
"I'd love to, Roger," answered Diana, "but that would take a lot of time, and I know that time is one thing you haven't got."
"Since I don't know anything about the piano, I could at least learn the notes and the keys," Roger said. "I've got enough time for that."
"Well, all right. I could teach you some basic things," Diana said.
"Good," Roger said, smiling. "And then when I've got more free time, you can start teaching me some songs."
Diana was happy that Roger was showing an interest in music. She was silent for a moment and then said,
"It may take ages before you've got some more time."
"That's fine with me," Roger replied. Diana's face became red when she heard Roger's words.
"Maybe this is the beginning for us," she thought to herself.
After that, they were quiet. Roger finished his lunch and walked with Diana to the bus stop.
They sat on the bench for a few minutes in silence, and then Roger spoke.
"Diana, I don't know how to say this," he began.
"What is it, Roger?" Diana asked.
Roger looked a little nervous and took a deep breath before he spoke again. "I really like you, Diana," he said. "I've liked you ever since I moved in with you and Mark."
"I like you too, Roger," said Diana, smiling. "It's been wonderful getting to know you these past few months. If it weren't for you, I wouldn't be volunteering at the hospital, and I wouldn't be happy. You've given me a wonderful gift."
"I knew it would be a good experience for you," Roger said.
"I've decided to tell my parents that I want to study music," Diana said. "I'll tell them when Mark and I go home during the Christmas holidays. You've helped me make that decision."
Roger took Diana's hand in his. "I'm glad that I've been able to help," he said.
"You have, and I'm very grateful," Diana said.
There was a moment of silence between them, and then Roger suddenly kissed her.
Diana couldn't believe it.
"I'm sorry," Roger apologized.
"Don't be sorry, Roger. I'm not," Diana said. "I liked it."
Just then the bus arrived. "We'll talk some more at home, okay?" Roger asked.
"Yes, okay,"
Diana said, getting on the bus.
"Goodbye, Roger."
All the way home, Diana thought about Roger and the kiss.
"I can't wait to tell Laura," she said to herself. "She'll be as happy as I am."